We are joined by the captain of the Edmonton Oilers, Andrew Ferentz. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Andrew, for you, and I know you, and you get involved in a lot of things, and you probably don't think this is that big of a deal, but for a lot of people, it's a big deal when a captain of a pro North American franchise is going to be walking in the Edmonton Pride Parade. Are you surprised how many people think this is such a big deal?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think if it was 5 years ago, it would have been maybe a bigger deal. I just feel like there's been so much progress in the last few years with, you know, there's been other guys in the league that have walked in different pride parades. And then I think with all the You Can Play stuff, especially over the last few years, and the Burks, their family's presence on these issues. I don't feel like it's sticking my neck out there too far. But I do see, obviously, the importance of it, you know, and just including our support into the Pride Parade here in Edmonton.
You get involved in a lot of community events. When you were in Boston, you did a lot of it. Not everybody does that. Why is it so important to you?
Well, it's part of my life. I mean, I make it part of my life, you know, to get involved in the communities. I think it enriches my life, my family's life. We have a good time with doing things that we care about and that we love about. And so I guess it's just an extension of that. It's just, part of what we do. It's just not really making a concerted effort to, you know, meet some quota of community time or anything like that. It's just, like a lot of families that, you know, want to make the most of where they live and do the things that that interest them. We're just kind of like one of those families. And obviously hockey's put me in a position where I get to do some pretty cool stuff and meet some great people and get introduced and, you know, have access to, do some pretty neat initiatives as well. So I just kind of try to take full advantage of that as well.
Yeah, no, I applaud you for doing it. I know you're not doing it just to reach a quota or anything, but a lot of guys and a lot of people don't necessarily do that. And, you know, in today's time, especially because of finances and, you know, our society has a big focus on celebrities and everything like that, it really seems to put you on more of a kind of a human level where you see you're out there running the stairs with the November Project with just normal people, and they look at you not so much as a hockey player but more as a person. Is that part of it maybe for you, why it's gratifying? Because they're like, well, they get to see Andrew Ferentz, not Andrew Ferentz the hockey player.
Well, I think it's important. I mean, I'm not a big fan of celebrity culture.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
The magazines and all that crap. But, you know, I think a lot of it's just kind of BS. And, you know, you see that creep into, you know, sports and even in hockey a little bit where, you know, you see some of the old guys kind of complain about some of the new generation and stuff like that. And I think it starts to creep in there where, you know, certain players think that they are something special and better than other people. And I just never want that to be a part of hockey. You know, that's something that I think that I know coming into the league, you know, we took a lot of pride in it as hockey players is, you know, being the good guys and being just the normal dudes. And I think that it helps us, you know. Good teams, I think, have that kind of mentality.
How do you ensure that, because I'm sure there are some fans when they meet Andrew Ferentz, it's a really big deal. How do you kind of downplay that so it's just a normal interaction, not necessarily a big celebrity interaction?
Good question. I don't know how I do it. It's just, I don't know. It's not like it's a big secret. You know, people can come out and, like you said, do the workouts in the morning, or I'm walking around town just normal. I think, you know, I'm not trying to be something I'm not. So I'm just being myself. You know, people want to stop and chat for a while, I just stop and chat. So it's, I don't know. That's a hard question to answer, I guess. It's you just be yourself. Like if somebody came and said, how are you? You'd probably just do the same thing.
Andrew Ferentz, captain of the Edmonton Oilers, joins us. Andrew, when you got involved with the Edmonton Pride Parade, I was reading the article, and it said one of your big concerns was you didn't want to be the focal point and have some of the people think that you're only doing it to get recognized and be noticed. Relieved those fears for you to know that you would just be like anybody else walking, just showing your support?
Well, it's good. I have a good friend in Patrick Burke, you know, who started You Can Play. He's been a good friend of mine for the last few years, hung out a lot down in Boston. And got to know each other really well. And them hooking up with the U of A and Christopher Wells up here, I've got to meet Christopher and kind of ask him, like, you know, from his viewpoint of, you know, what exactly is, you know, the community's feeling about straight people walking in their parade, you know, because that was a legitimate question. I didn't know, like, you know, it's one thing to show up, but it's like, how do people feel about that? You know, and so I was able to rifle him with probably about 20 questions related to stuff like that. And you know, he really put the point across that it is so important for them to have allies in all walks of life, you know, from different community groups and different organizations, whether it's business leaders or politicians or sports leaders. You know, the more allies and the more people that are saying this is something that we support, the better. And so that, you know, that resonated well. It made a lot of sense. And you see it here in Edmonton. There's going to be a wide range of people, you know, walking in the Pride Parade from all different walks of life. And it really does make sense. Is the more people that are out there supporting it from the more diverse backgrounds, the better.
Andrew Ferentz joins us. I know you're into working out. Will you be tempted to want to maybe jog or pick up the pace a little bit, not just walk?
I'll try to tone it down, I guess. That'll be an off day.
How is the November project going?
It's been going good. Yeah, we made it through the entire winter, which blows me away. I remember before the winter started, we were contemplating what our cutoff temperature would be, but we never had one. We just kind of people just kept showing up. So even on some of those minus 40 days, there was like 40 or 50 people showing up, and it was just it's amazing. You know, it's a pretty incredible group of people, and now that the weather's turned nice, it's all the better. You know, we got, you know, people just showing up, and it's a strong group. And of course, just much like we've just been talking about, everybody's welcome to keep coming, that's for sure. You don't have to pay anything or be anything, you just show up.
And for any of our listeners, November Projects is really just encouraging physical activity. You guys work out Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. How can they join if they want to?
Well, I mean, for information, you go to our Twitter, which is just November Project Canada. I just punched that in. I'm sure everybody knows how to find that kind of stuff. But, yeah, we go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's totally free. And you just show up. You don't have to sign any papers or be a member or anything like that. You just got to show up and not be a jerk, and we'll like you just fine. But yeah, I mean, it is obviously fitness related, but it's really turned into fitness/community building more than anything.
I want to ask about the Stanley Cup Finals, having played in it a long time. Do you watch the Cup Finals, or is it tough as a guy who knows how exciting that can be to be like, yeah, I'm not sure I can watch it?
It's both. It's tough to watch because you want to be there, but it's exciting. I mean, I'm a fan. I love to see people win, whether it's at the Olympics or, you know, Stanley Cup, just to see people's reactions and the emotions that go along with it. And, you know, you have to respect the guys that get there. You know, it's so tough. You can't just be bitter that you're not there. It's such an accomplishment, you know, for the team and the individuals that do it, that, you know, has to be applauded.
Andrew Ferentz, captain of the Oilers, joins us. Andrew, one last one for you about the Oilers. You're in the off season now. How much communication do you have with your teammates to make as the captain to ensure that, you know, guys are doing everything possible so next year is a much more successful year?
Well, probably a lot more, you know, the closer we get to training camp. Right now, it's just kind of the odd text message and whatnot, but you know, it's still pretty low key. You guys are hitting the gym right now, but not really. Getting into the full swing of on the ice and all that kind of stuff. So once we start hitting full stride with that kind of stuff, we want to make sure everybody's coming in more fit than last year, that's for sure. So we'll hit the ground running.
Andrew, good to talk to you and good to see you. You're a guy who, you know, takes the ability of having a status and using it for a positive thing. I know you're involved in the November Project now, walking, of course, in the Pride Parade and doing a lot of other things around the community. We appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, so you coming on Friday?
To the no, actually, I'm doing the I'm doing the MS bike tour on Saturday, right. So I don't need to wait. I don't need to blow my legs on Friday. So
all right, you'll see my sister out there. Have fun.
Oh, good nice, luck. Excellent, thank you.